The holiday season can be a time of celebration, love, and togetherness, but for many of us, it's simply a time of loneliness and sorrow. According to the Roots of Loneliness Project, nearly 50% of Americans feel lonely or left out, and there are also over 80 distinct subtypes of loneliness, loneliness during the holidays being just one, meaning that whatever type of loneliness you might be experiencing, others are feeling it too. If this time of year is painful for you, know that you are not alone. Welcome to the Highly Sensitive Healing Podcast, where we meet the joys and challenges of our sensitivity with open minds and hearts to awaken our best highly sensitive selves. Hello, my highly sensitive friends, it's Tanya, and today I'd like to talk to you about loneliness. I think most of us will agree that in today's world, we're more connected than we've ever been. We can now communicate instantly and even face-to-face virtually with friends, family, and strangers, even when we're thousands of miles apart. So on the surface, we're getting closer to one another. Yet so many of us feel lonely, especially this time of year during the holidays. Maybe we're grieving the loss of family or friends. Maybe we're going through a rift in our family or a relationship has ended. Or maybe we're not close with many people, so we already spend much of our time alone. Maybe the holidays in your family are or were a time of conflict instead of peace. Maybe you've moved and started over in a new, unfamiliar place. In my life, I've been through all of these situations, and during the holidays, these experiences can become even more difficult to manage on top of the everyday things we already navigate as HSPs. So in this episode, I'd like to share just a few suggestions that have helped me and that you might like to try if you struggle with loneliness. And these will work not just during the holidays, but all year round. The first is to self-validate our feelings of loneliness. When we honor our feelings, we are validating our individual internal experiences. Remember that we only need permission from ourselves and no one else to feel what we feel when we feel it. But we also need to understand that, with few exceptions, we're ultimately responsible for how we respond to what we are feeling. One of the greatest gifts that we can give to ourselves is to be faithful to that which exists within us. When we suppress our emotions and feelings, whether it's anger, sadness, frustration, or loneliness, whatever it may be, or worse, if we scold ourselves for even having these feelings and emotions in the first place, this puts stress on our physical, emotional, and mental health. Like Dr. Seuss says, "Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind." Second is to give ourselves the time and space to feel and sit with our loneliness. Now, I know this might seem counterintuitive, but just hear me out. Because when we learn to sit with our emotions, our feelings, and all that comes with them, we can then begin to tear down some of the walls that we've built up to protect ourselves. When we can allow ourselves to observe these feelings without judgment and to simply observe them for what they are, from a place where we understand that we are not our feelings, that we are the sky, and that our emotions are simply the weather passing us by, we can begin then to see and accept them for what they truly are. All the feelings and emotions we have as HSPs already use so much of our emotional and spiritual energy, leaving us exhausted. Adding the holidays to the mix can leave some of us consumed with loneliness. Expressing our feelings fully and honestly allows them the space and air to breathe so we can then face them with courage, knowing that it's absolutely natural to embrace these feelings and to give them the time and attention that they deserve. I do suggest that you set aside an amount of time to sit with your feelings. Sit with them as if you're supporting a friend that you love dearly. And then when your time frame ends that you've set aside, try to close the door until the next time that you've set aside to sit with your feelings. Giving ourselves the space and freedom to embody our emotions instead of denying or trying to ignore what we're feeling can be a healthy way to manage them. Third is to plan ahead. So if you know you struggle a bit more during this time of year, then making a plan ahead of time to acknowledge and address feelings of loneliness as they arise can make a big difference in how we're able to manage them. By looking inward honestly to understand more about who or what maybe triggers us and triggers feelings of loneliness or sadness within us. Social media is a huge trigger for many of us, even on our best day. And even though we know that most of what we see is often highly manipulated and is never the whole picture of someone else's reality, we can still easily be triggered by these images nonetheless. So know what you're going to do and how you're going to do it when these triggers and feelings arise. Maybe take a walk outside or have a healthy snack with you. Read a favorite book or listen to affirmations. Reach out to a community that you trust. Have a plan, and this will help. Fourth is to move our minds and our bodies. Being active and challenged in mind and body allows us to release the energies that we store inside of our physical and emotional being. Moving meditations are great for this. If you sometimes struggle with sitting in meditation, then I would not recommend that type of meditation if you're struggling with loneliness. So a moving meditation, walking at a local park, can be a wonderful form of a moving meditation. Asana, the physical poses of yoga can be helpful. I would recommend a gentle and nurturing practice, especially for HSPs who are struggling. Tai Chi or Qigong are also amazing moving meditations. And it's important to challenge our minds as well. Maybe you've always wanted to learn to play the guitar or to learn how to knit. And if you're up to meeting new people who share your interests, maybe join a meetup group. They're meeting online now, virtually, all over the world. Creativity and self-expression really has the ability to transform our mental state. But remember, you're doing this for fun, so just try your best not to attach any expectations to the outcome of your work. You don't need to be Van Gogh or Rembrandt or Hemingway. Just enjoy the experience and the journey of trying something new. Fifth is to focus on helping someone else. Volunteering has been proven to stave off loneliness. It can give us a sense of purpose and fulfillment by engaging with others and giving us a sense of belonging. As HSPs, we often feel a connection to causes and are drawn to help others. So, is there a cause or an organization that you are called to? Is there an injustice or an in-need population that you're passionate about? Research how you can help. And also remember that sometimes we need to seek the help of a professional. So never be afraid to ask for help if you need it. There'll be resources in the show notes, and if you're struggling with any thoughts of self-harm, please reach out for help. For many, the holidays are filled with happy memories, but they can be a tough time for many of us, especially for those of us who have lost loved ones, or perhaps we have traumas that may be triggered by wounds that are not forgotten. Sometimes it helps to know that we aren't alone in our loneliness. Dorothy Day said, "We all have known the long loneliness, and we have found that the answer is community." So remember, you're always welcome to join us inside of the Highly Sensitive Healing Circle community for friendship and support. If you enjoy the Highly Sensitive Healing podcast, please leave a review and share it with others. Subscribe so you don't miss any of the good stuff, and I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for spending time with me here on the Highly Sensitive Healing podcast. New episodes are released Wednesdays, and please feel free to reach out with any questions or comments. And never forget, we were given this highly sensitive life because we're strong enough to live it.